Hey everybody, and welcome back to Ping. What is this? Episode number 248. 248 episodes of whatever Microsofties are pinging each other about.
Ping.
A?
A?
A. It's, you know, we should probably, this is the special Canadian edition, so we should stand for our national anthem. Oh, Canada. I'm joined by my friend Pierre Romain.
Pierre Romain, yeah.
And
from Ottawa.
Yeah, he would not wear the orange shirt, unfortunately.
Nobody can pull off the orange shirt like Mark can.
Well, Mark has the trademark on it, actually.
So, I think so.
Trademark on it. Didish. So, unfortunately, we decided to just go with whatever he happened to pull out of the hamper. I'm glad that it's mostly clean.
Yeah, it is.
It's good. Let's take a look back at episode number 247. We had a couple of comments in there from the last episode. Good friend of ours, Fabulous Fads, was coming back and talking about the build numbers with regards to Windows.
That was kind of cool.
You know, it's always good to see how they come up with those individual build numbers. I was a bit clueless. I didn't know. I didn't get it at first.
The 1024 thing?
It took me a while to figure it out. I'm slow on the maths to see how that goes.
So you catch quickly when we explain it longer.
Yes, okay. That definitely works definitely for me. But then more importantly about the robot battle, it'll be human controlled. Assume it's going to be robot controlled for various different reasons. He didn't actually peg it. He's going to get the front row seat. So Fads didn't actually choose the winner from our last episode for who was going to win, the giant bot from the United States or giant bot from Japan. Whereas Tigrit or TGRT came back and said that he's going to have his money on the USA. Japan's going to be spending too much money to pretty their robot up. What do you think? Who do you think is going to win out of the giant robot challenge next year between the specialized firm of the States and versus Japan?
I would say Japan because they have some awesome robots.
Yeah, so you know the U.S. robot has giant guns and things like that, whereas Japan is going for a hand-to-hand melee combat.
Yeah, but they're going to be like fast and nimble.
We'll
ninja
see.
Style. But
we're going to see. You're going to see what comes up. That's kind of it for that particular episode. Let's actually go ahead and get started with this one.
Today, okay, we're going to talk about the blue badge. Those little things that have become the fodder of legends.
It's internal lore and just general description of what kind of employee you are at Microsoft.
Yeah. Are you a blue badge? Are you allowed to be here?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're getting with new blue badges.
Mm-hmm.
There's a complete redesign, and by a guy by the name of Amit Alp Balkan, apparently in his spare time.
He's an engineer that basically came up with a new design spec and standard, and the idea is to go off and to match up with Satya's vision of what we're going to be doing going forward from a services business.
Not only that, but it's a perfect opportunity to kind of level off all the different models and revisions of smart cards that we have lying around, because my blue badge is 10 years old now.
Yeah, mine is, I actually had a picture of my hat on mine. And yours, you look like you think you're wearing a suit for your interview picture or something.
Yeah, and I got facial hair, and actually, that doesn't look like me at all.
Yeah, so part of the evolving nature of the badge is also we get to take new pictures. Did you know that? You can
yes.
actually get your picture taken here, because there's a big conference going on soon, internally.
Right. An internal big conference that the name will rename.
And the neat thing is you can actually go and upload your own picture. Did you know that?
No, but that's going to be fantastic. That way I'm not going to end up with like...
Yes. So I actually went and I chose a picture. they tell you that you can't have headgear on. This is for religious regions. You can't have distracting backgrounds and stuff like that.
Is so, your hat for a religious region?
I uploaded a picture with my hat. I want to see if they take it or not. They might deny it because it does get reviewed by a human before it actually gets delivered. So
denied.
We'll see where it comes down and where it comes up. But basically, all the Microsofties you might know are going to come up with this really neat new design. So cool
yeah, new
concept
design,
of industrial design.
New logo on it. It'll be cool.
Coming soon to a Microsoft employee near you. Our good friend Gabe Ohl from the Windows Insiders program. He's the guy that basically presses the big red button for new builds and new releases of the Windows Insiders builds for Windows over the last little while. He actually came up with a quick little post recently about some surprises for Windows Insiders that were a variety of different types of wallpapers or graphics or images with regards to or a play on words for the Ninja Cat on a unicorn.
That's right.
And one of them is actually the ever fantastic and magical narwhal with bacon.
With bacon.
It's like
because everything's always better
with
bacon.
And so, you know, what time does the narwhal bacon?
The narwhal bacon's at midnight.
That's an available image if you wanted to have one. Rather interesting. I actually like the other one, which is my personal favorite. It's the Tyrannosaurus Rex with grabbies, hand extensions, because that's always the biggest weak point for this massive dinosaur.
I've got little arms.
Right. So now he's got grabbers to be able to make it so he can actually pick stuff up.
You have some of those because you're short, right?
Yes, I have some grabbers to make it to reach the top of the shelf. And then obviously the ever-popular unicorn.
Ninja Cat.
With Ninja Cat on all of them. And there's even been some interesting memes of late of different people doing different things with the Tyrannosaurus Rex as an example, or busting through the window. So lots of good fun on that one there. This is all kind of tied into the fun stuff that's going on with the Windows 10 launch.
And they come in a variety of sizes.
Yes.
So you can match any kind of
the you gotta be able to hit your most popular resolutions without losing definition to scale for your 24-inch monitor, your 12-inch monitor, your Surface size, your Windows Phone size.
And some kits
sort of
to make your own.
Oh, and kits to make your own, too.
Yeah, raw images.
I did not even know that. That is even better. So go off and take a look for your surprise for Windows Insiders. And if you haven't already done so, we'll have a piece coming up in just a little bit on the Windows 10 launch. But you should be joining Windows Insiders for all the fun stuff going on launch day.
Speaking of Windows launch, Windows 10 launch.
What day is it?
Today?
No.
Oh, the launch.
Yes.
Oh, that's the 29th.
29th of July. You're good. 29th of July is going to be the Windows 10 launch available around you and readily available. You could
worldwide.
could have possibly already reserved your copy to come and download in the background.
I actually gone to my mother's house, went all through all the machines, accepted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, reserved the copies for my parents, my in-laws, my daughters, because I'm figuring if I'm going to be doing tech support for my old family, mm-hmm. I want to conformity.
Yep. Get it all, so it's all the same platform all the way around.
Yep.
So the Windows, obviously the Windows launch, Windows Insiders have a bunch of information. We alluded to that with the Bacon Post with the narwhals in the last one.
At midnight.
So, you know, obviously stay in touch with Windows Insiders to be able to find out more information about the cool stuff going on. One of the things that's going on is upgrade your world.
It a better place.
I thought it was actually relating to doing upgrades to Windows.
No. It's how to upgrade your world to make it better.
Okay. It's a community effort with Microsoft, working with a bunch of different partners to be able to go off and to work on different types of projects.
Yeah. And there's like huge amounts of money that are being invested by Microsoft in order to allow the field to upgrade your world.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something like $10 million.
Based on your votes, the 10th nonprofit will receive $500,000, as well as a Microsoft Technology and Services update. Then after the 10th global organization is announced, you'll have a chance to help us choose 100 more local nonprofits, 10 in 10 different countries. Each are going to be receiving cash prizes and cash donations, stuff like that. So lots of really cool stuff. And basically, starting on July 29th, you can help go and choose the 10 different charitable organizations that can receive some of this.
So make your voices heard so that you can help upgrade your world. All right, next we're talking about the Channel 9 app, because I actually use that app. I love that app. I've got it on my Xbox in my office because I got a 46-inch screen there. I've got it on my tablet. Oh, I got it on my phone.
Highly productive office, apparently.
I use it to stream Channel 9 content.
There you go. Now you saved yourself.
That's how I justify a new Xbox from my office.
Yep.
But no, it's fantastic. It runs on Windows 8, Windows Phone, Xbox 360s, Xbox One, iOS, Roku, and Android.
Yep. I was about to say the iOS and the Android ones are the most recent, newest additions to it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give props and a shout out to the Channel 9 dev team and the team that's going off and building those. And it's a massive team with hundreds of developers that put together these apps.
How many guys?
Two,
yes.
Maybe one.
It's a massive team of two.
But anyway, Kara, you know who you are, and Duncan and others, you're doing an awesome job. Keep it up.
I love it. It's on my phone. I travel a lot, so every once in a while, boom, get a little notification. There's new videos for me to consume.
You can go off and do synchronization of videos for offline viewing when you're traveling, because, you know, you never travel, right?
Yeah. I live in airports and Starbucks.
Yeah. So they're available there to go off and to take a look at it. The main thing I use it for is offline viewing, because I got to keep up to date on my Ping shows.
The Ping show? Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Go off, go download them from your popular various different stores for the different platforms, for the robot and for the fruit devices, as well as the Microsoft Store for all the Microsoft ones. Specialized niche apps.
Niche.
Niche.
Niche apps.
Niche.
Niche.
I guess niche if you're Canadian.
It's a niche. It's from France.
I know, but here in North niche. America they say niche.
Niche.
Niche. It's weird. I don't get it.
Niche.
Anyway, a niche app or a niche app that we've just made is available to you. It's called Send. And the idea is those really quick emails back and forth, like, hey, you going for lunch? Yeah, I'm going. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Let's go over here.
Is that what IM is for?
Well, if you don't have IM set up between the person you're trying to talk to,
true.
Or if you don't have their cell phone number, you just have their email address, stuff like that, you can actually use Send as the way to be able to go off and do a quick little conversation. Mm-hmm. It's a modified UI. It's available right now for your iOS and Android?
Yep.
Yeah,
iPhone only.
In US and Canada. It's coming soon to Windows Phone and to Android phones very, very soon.
I've actually kind of pillaged an iPhone from my daughter's, because she keeps upgrading.
Yeah.
So I grabbed one because I can test and play with all these things. So
the idea is that it lets you go off and quickly send email back and forth with a coworker, a friend, or a colleague. You have another address.
Yeah.
You do not even need to have a subject line or formal email contact.
No, it's really meant for like the in and out. Like, yeah. Ba-boom.
Yep. Very, very cool.
Yep.
It's going to be available for Windows Phone platform in the not too distant future. This was one of those apps that came out of the Microsoft Garage concept.
The Garage project.
That we have, the Garage project. So if you're interested and so inclined and you need to be able to quickly get a hold of someone, you don't have their text number, and you got an iPhone device, or if you happen to have one of the other ones coming up soon, go check it out.
Yeah, there's more details on the Office blog.
And there you have it. That's episode 248.
Four,
I had to think about that for a second there. 248 in the can. Not bad, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping me out on this
it's
one.
Kind of
I appreciate
fun.
It. You know what? Maybe we'll take a vote about having Mark back or not, but you're only here for a couple of days. So
yeah, I can come back, everyone. You can pay my flight, I'll come back.
Hey, that can work. What did you guys think today of this particular episode? Obviously, you can go ahead and you can comment down below if you're interested, let us know. Get a hold of us. I'm trying to think of the order because Mark normally does this. Get a hold of us online. The best way to get a hold of us right now is through the Twitters. You contact us and talk to us on the show with the hashtag ping show hashtag. You can also reach me regularly. I'm at @RicksterCDN.
And I'm at Pierre Roma.
How about liking us on Facebook? You can catch us on facebook.com/theping show.
The Ping Show.
Give us a like. And then also finally, do you know the mailing address for Microsoft? You can send us some snail mail and get one of these Channel 9 guys. If you mail us at...
I have no idea what the line is. One Microsoft away, somewhere like that?
The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20, One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
I can barely remember my own address.
That's because they have it written right here, so you can see it.
Okay.
Just look down there, you can be able to see it.
My mistake, I'm so sorry.
Finally, question of the week. How about those wallpapers?
Yes. Which is your favorite, the walrus?
Walrus.
That was the walrus. What's it called?
The narwhal.
The narwhal.
With bacon.
The T-Rex.
T-Rex with grabby hands or...
The unicorn.
The unicorn that's breathing rainbows.
Wow.
What's it going to be? Take a pic below and let us know what you think. And we'll see you here next time on The Ping Show. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Woohoo!
Try to hit it hard.
I don't want to hit it hard.